Mac needs all the help he can get.
So I think the first question you guys can probably answer.
Let's hold on just a second. Okay. Wait till Carrie gets here because she's doing the minutes. Right. Forgot about that. My bad.
Casey, I don't know if you've heard there's getting to be a huge push for this deer fence between Big Pine and LaBarge.
Okay.
And there.
Well, if there's anything I can do to
yeah.
I mean, I'm honestly surprised that the insurance companies don't kick in to that.
Well, they may be getting involved too.
All right. Because that's got to be a huge.
You're right. They're paying out a lot of claims.
Right.
Carrie, we're now back in executive session. Back in an open session, let the records indicate we took no action in executive session. And we're now going to finish up by having the sheriff complete his discussion with us.
Okay, thank you. So the first is just a question. I know there was discussion of the possibility of assigning a commissioner to each department for budget. Is that still the case going forward? Or
I'm not entirely sure. I think at this time, myself and one other commissioner to be designated whenever would like to meet with the various departments to discuss and get an understanding of your budget.
Okay.
And in other words, of going over the budget, the line items, right, and whatever. And perhaps as early as the last week of April. I won't be available next week. But if we could do that, I would like myself and Carrie and one other commissioner, which yet to be determined, to meet with you so you can explain to us your budget, your request, and so on.
Okay. All right. That may work. With the five departments, usually we were going to start this Monday, but I held off because I wanted to find out first. So we're planning on starting our budget meetings with all departments next Monday, but
sure,
we will have a third one in May. And I can get you that date if you want to join us for that very last one, maybe when we put everything together.
Okay.
That would be.
Probably be visiting with you the last week of April to talk specifically, as I'm reaching out to department heads.
So we're good to go ahead and start preparing that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Casey, when you say you're talking your departments, whether it be.
Yeah, so search and rescue, emergency management.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Next question is just we're looking, moving forward, we're looking at putting body-worn cameras on all of our officers. We went ahead and got a start on it, and we got a quote to outfit 10 of our officers. We were going to do it in succession. We've already tested several body-worn cameras. The price right now for 10, this includes all the software, the setup, everything else, is $16,427.96. We did not budget that for that last year, but we do have money available to start that project for this budget year. If you would like us to hold off and request that at the next, for our next, and put it in the budget for next year, we can do that as well. I just wanted to get some direction on if we can do it now, fine. It'll put us ahead of the game. If not, we can wait 3 months and put this in next year's budget.
How would you take it out of this year's budget if you don't have
it? So it comes out of patrol equipment. And we do have money available for it, money that's left over for this budget year.
Would, if you put it in next year's budget, would that put you
behind?
Is it
going to raise your budget?
Well, if you spend it this year and not next year, it won't raise your budget for next year because you have it in the first step one.
This is a partial. This would be like ordering half.
The first 10.
You think that's half?
Sure.
10's half?
10 would be half.
Okay.
My thought would be if you got it in your budget for this year and have it covered, to go ahead and do it for not only that purpose, because you have it in this year's budget, but also in terms of giving you the extra lead time in terms of getting it implemented.
Right. Okay.
So if you move forward now, you're going to have another $16,000 for next year.
Next year.
Yeah.
Well, it won't be that much because this includes the software and the install, and yeah, it'll just be for the camera. So it may be a third or two thirds of that cost next year.
Mr. Chairman, are these cameras, are they officer specific? In other words,
yes.
You'd have one, I'd have one. We couldn't interchange.
Well, so. It would be for ships, so they get put into a docking station where they download and they also recharge, and then whichever officer comes on next will take that. It'll erase everything and start new. They'll have it to their entire ship.
Yeah.
And we'll get these we'll have two in the jail as well. So.
Okay.
Same move forward.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Joshua.
We already said that.
I know.
Yeah, move forward.
I didn't.
Yeah, okay. I spoke for the group.
Thank you. That's all I had, unless you had any questions.
I don't think so.
Thanks, Casey.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, please keep me posted on the
I will.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Mac down there chasing the deer onto the highway.
Oh, okay.
God, there's at least 200 between here and the barge. Okay, Robin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, please come forward.
Hello, everyone. How are you today?
Hi, Robin.
How are you?
Good. I'm here on behalf of the TANF grant, so I'm not here on behalf of SAVE, but as the TANF grant administrator for the county, it's why I'm here. Didn't know if any of the other TANF partners were going to come. Some of them were talking about it, but apparently not. We are in the process of working on our TANF grant, and I believe everybody now knows the difference in the county funding and the TANF funding, or do I need to go over that?
You might just review that for Commissioner Vickery.
Okay. The TANF money is temporary assistance to needy families. It comes to every county through the state of Wyoming, and it's supposed to be a collaborative grant for nonprofits that work with the TANF population. So it's actually pass-through money. You guys approve the grants and the programming that's in there, but it doesn't cost you anything to provide this to the county
right.
Programs. As the TANF grant administrator, I do, we've changed some things. Oversight, I do the oversight, which is what never used to be part of what I thought I was supposed to be doing, but it's become very aware. Clear from both Kerry and the state that I'm now taking on oversight of the programs and their reporting, not just submitting the reports and the grants. And then I submit a voucher to the state and they reimburse you for what you've paid out to the programs. So you guys write us a check, but what I do gets you guys reimbursed for it. This money has been available for, I didn't even look, over 10 years we've had this TANF grant money. The grant is due the end of this month. We don't have yet a completed grant that I'm showing you. Many times we don't because of where your meeting schedule and the time of the grant. Nothing has really changed this year on the programming. The people who are part of this grant is the SAVE Task Force for the life skills part of our programming, and it covers some of our salaries. The Pregnancy Resource Center Family Tree also has some that covers some of their salaries. High Country Behavioral Health gets some of it, and it helps cover some of their salaries. And then Big Brothers Big Sisters. And I have a breakdown from last year's grant of exactly what that funding is. I've been working a lot with some of these newer programs lately. We met a couple of weeks ago to talk about the grant. If there was going to be any change in focus or purpose, they were supposed to let me know before today's meeting. I haven't heard from anybody. They all said they're not changing the scope of their grant, so it's the same scope that it has been all along. This year, the only real change has been, as I said, the oversight piece has changed substantially. SAVE's part of the funding $1,300 came in administration funds to help cover my salary for the TANF management. Well, that is, now that I'm doing the oversight and approving all of the vouchers before they come to the county, as well as working with programs when they're having problems from the state, my time has just exploded in TANF, and my board has asked that we get more TANF reimbursement for my salary because we are using domestic violence funding to pay for oversight of other programs, and that's, so we did add another $1,000 into mine. I'm very satisfied with that. That covers about 50 hours a year of my full-time, you know, benefits and salaries and that type of thing. So I'm really hoping the board will be satisfied with that. So we have increased our request this year from $48,000 to $49,000. If the state does not give us the increase, which they probably won't, only because it's a status funding, it's about $48,000 is what we got last year. When we get the new contract is when we will readdress who gets what piece of it. And I've talked to everybody, say we'll be asking for the administration off the top, then we will divide out based on performance and that type of thing. So that's sort of where we are in the nuts and bolts of the TANF. So questions about what the programs are doing? Do you guys want me to go into detail about these programs and what they're doing, or what would you like from me at this point? What I'm going to ask for at the end of the meeting today is tentative approval, so that next Tuesday or Wednesday I get the grant to Carrie. So Carrie can do what she needs to do to get the signature on it and then electronically send it to the state, because it needs to be sent by next Friday. I've got most of the grants done and have already been received, but I just need to pull them all together and get it to Carrie, which will be happening after the Easter holiday.
So I guess Matt's not here. I don't have any questions about TANF. I guess the question I have is, since you don't have a grant application ready, do you need just a verbal tentative agreement? Do we need to go through with a motion because we don't have the grant per se?
I believe that in the past, and if it's okay if I speak, and just yeah. In the past, this is the way it's been done now for several years, and I believe the tentative approval was voted on at this meeting, mm-hmm. with you guys then just telling Carrie that when it, that she, I don't know if she stamps it or if she actually gets a signature, or what
signature,
she does.
Yeah.
So that when I get her that final, because it has to come from her, and it has to be sent electronically, and it has to be in Word format. I don't know how we're going to get your signature in Word format, but anyway, so that's up to you. In the past, you guys have just approved it for Carrie to sign when it comes yeah. in.
So it has to be in the motion in the form of a tentative agreement, since we don't have the actual agreement. Okay. So,
and I do have last year's grant for you.
So, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the 2019-20 TANF grant submittal on the tentative agreement that we have to move forward.
Okay. Do you have that, Carrie? And do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Does the dollar amount have to be included in the phone?
This is just tentatively. We're not committed to anything at this point, as far as I
know. No, I can tell you.
That depends on the state, I believe.
Yeah, it's, and what will happen is, this year, it was the actual money I have was
yeah,
the,
I see what you're saying.
Chris. The request is going to be about $20,259, I believe, but I don't hold me to that. That is going to be the somewhere in there, the official request. It is about $1,500 higher than it was last year, which means that what happens is the county will send a contract and tell you the full amount that we will be given. And then it's, in the past, it's been a, you guys have always not wanted to do the funding part and who gets what and let
right.
us work that out.
Right.
So we'll come back together. And some of the programs get very little, and some of them get quite a bit. Some of them serve very few people. Some of them serve quite a bit. So as a group, we will work through that process. And the programs that serve more people have more money that comes in through TANA.
So we don't need a dollar amount.
Not
no.
for, I don't, unless you guys want one, I could very quickly tell you exactly
yeah.
what that request is going to be. I just don't have it in front of me.
I think we go with the motion with the tentative agreement.
Okay.
Any other questions? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
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 Okay.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Just FYI for you for in the future, the TANF grant is probably going to be changing. It didn't change this year. I've been speaking with the TANF grant person at the state, and if they redo TANF on a federal level, the chances are this grant is going to substantially change. That will be our issues. Those of us that receive money probably will not no longer qualify for the TANF money. It's going to be about job preparation. So we're considered indirect services for TANF. Direct services is actually giving money to people, whereas we just help support people, and they are trying to take away that part of the federal TANF or reducing it, so we don't know what's going to happen. And then come fall, we are also going to open it back up like we do about every 5 years. If there's any other programs in the county that are TANF eligible that want to be a part of this, we'll start that conversation in the fall, come back to you before it's time to do the grant to see if you accept these new TANF partners and discuss how the new money will be split.
Sounds like a challenge for you.
Never a dull moment.
Yeah.
I keep saying, somebody else want to be the TANF administrator? It's okay with me. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Robin. Appreciate it. Okay, we're ahead of schedule, aren't we? I guess we're ready to move on.
So Amber is supposedly on her way.
Yeah, we'll just wait till she gets here.
Okay.
We'll take a break.
Sorry.
We'll take a short break till she gets here. No big deal. We're always good for breaks.
So would the TANF grant be considered a level five in Who Moved My Cheese?